You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. We read in the book of Galatians that the gospel was preached to Abraham. And you will see here again where the gospel, God began preaching the gospel to Abraham. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. He said, if you do not forsake your father, your mother, even your own very life, you cannot be my disciple. You will see the same message God actually preached to Abraham, that he must leave his kindred, he must leave everything to a land that God will show him. Even though for Abraham it was physical, ours is a bit different. But I want you to note that God was committing Abraham to make a serious decision at the age of 75. We are asking a man to relocate to another country. Yet, all that you are giving that man are promises. This is how God works, brethren. Sometimes we wish God can give us something more concrete. If God is telling you, for example, and say that, I want you to quit your job and go and preach for me. And he added that, see, I have commanded somebody to be paying your exact salary monthly. Send your account number to that person. You know it's easier. You just go and resign, send your account to this new person, and then you will go and start the work of God. God doesn't work like that. For as serious as that decision was for Abraham, God's commitment was just promises. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will do this. And God expected Abraham to respond on account of that word. You see, later we read that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness. Abraham's faith started from the point of call. There is nobody that will respond to this if you don't believe that God will keep those promises. Because you are going to a place you don't know. You are leaving what is sure for what is not sure. It's not that you are hungry. It's not that you have problem here, but God is saying, leave. I'm going to do something with your life. Brethren, what God will give to you will be promises. And it is sufficient. On the basis of the promises of God, you can commit your life to anything God is asking you to do. Anything that God is saying, go and do this. And God is telling you, and he says, great will be your reward in heaven. It's sufficient. Once God gives his promise, you can act. You can take a decision. Don't expect that God is going to make everything to just come together so that you will be absolutely sure everything will be in place and then you will move on. No. God is going to give you his promise. But can I tell you, the promise of God is surer than material things you can hold in your hand. I would rather have the promises of God than to have the gift of man in my hand. So don't be discouraged. This is the principle. This is how God works. He gives promises. So if you think that, oh God, I want to take a serious decision and all I have is just your promise, that's all that you need, brethren. And his promise are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.